Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 26. Today's key sentence is
次は頑張ろう。
Let's do our best next time.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, she got the results of her Japanese test back. After the class, Anna found her classmate Rodrigo looking a bit sad.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 26.
Rodrigo, 元気がないね。
試験ができなかったんです。
私も60点でした。次は頑張ろう。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Anna said,
Rodrigo, 元気がないね。
Rodrigo, you're not in high spirits.
Rodrigo
is calling to Rodrigo. Anna and Rodrigo have become close friends, so she says his name without.
Sam,
an honorific title.
元気
is high spirits.
な
is the particle indicating a subject.
ない
is a casual form of
ありません.
There is, are not.
ね
is a particle you use when seeking confirmation from the listener.
The casual form of ありません, there is, are not, is ない, right? But the two forms sound completely different.
You're right. あります There is, are, conjugates irregularly. The ない form of あります is ない. So please memorize it. Rodrigo answers,
試験ができなかったんです。
I couldn't do well on the quiz.
試験
is a test, an exam, a quiz.
な
is a particle.
できなかった
couldn't do well, was, were unable to do well, is a casual way of saying,
できませんでした。
Couldn't do well, was, were unable to do well.
Now, what do I say if I was able to do well?
You use the past form of
できます。
Can do well, to be able to do well, which is
できました。
You use the particle が to tell what you can or cannot do well. You say
んです。
When you explain a situation or a reason, before んです。You have to use the plain form of verbs.
Can you tell the listeners what the plain form of verbs are?
The plain form of verbs are the casual ways of saying verbs, such as the dictionary form and the ta form. The polite ways of saying verbs are called the polite form.
How do you distinguish them?
The polite form has
this
or
ます
at the end of sentences. Polite past sentences end with
でした
or
ました
Now let's go back to the skit. Anna says,
私も
Me neither. I couldn't do well either.
私
is I.
も
is a particle which after a negative sentence means not either, neither. After an affirmative sentence, it means also or too.
60点でした
I got a 60.
60点
consists of the number 60 and
点
marks. Be careful here. The pronunciation of 60 changes when it is followed by 点
でした
is the past form of
です
a polite word to end a sentence.
Anna is 元気 or cheerful even though she only got 60 marks out of 100.By the way, Michelle, if we say the number 6, 6, and then say 10 or 10, we get 60, 60, right?
That's right. 10 is
10.
If you say 2,
2,
then 10, 10, you get
20.
20. Likewise, 30 is
30.
40 is
40.
50 is
50.
60 is
60
70 is
70
80 is
80.
90 is?
90.
And 100 is?
100.
Some people have difficulty with 100, so please be careful.
Let's practice after the model reading.
100.
Okay, back to the skit. Anna says,
次は頑張ろう。
Let's do our best next time. This is today's key sentence.
次
is next time. She means on the next exam.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
頑張ろう
is let's do our best. It is one of the conjugating forms of
頑張ります。
I will do my best. Here, Anna is suggesting that she and Rodrigo should do their best in the next exam. You can also use this expression to tell yourself that you will do your best next time.
Right. Okay, let's listen to the skit for lesson 26 again.
Rodrigo, 元気がないね。
試験ができなかったんです。
私も。60点でした。次は頑張ろう。
Next we have Teaches Teacher, where the program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned the conjugating form of a verb 頑張ろう. Please teach us about it in more detail.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says.
頑張ろう。
Let's do our best or I'll do my best is a conjugating form of a verb known as the volitional form. It expresses the will of the speaker. We also use it to invite the listener to do something together or to urge the listener to do something. But we wouldn't use this expression to our superiors. Let me explain how we make the volitional form from the masu form of verbs.First, if the vowel of the syllable just before masu ends with e, you change masu to yo. For example,
食べます.
To eat becomes
食べよう.
Let's eat, I'll eat. Second, if the vowel in the syllable just before masu ends with e, there are two patterns. In the first pattern, you change masu to yo.
置きます.
To get up becomes
起きよう。
Let's get up. I'll get up.
します。
I do becomes
しよう。
Let's do it. I'll do it. In the other pattern, you drop ます。Change the vowel e in the syllable just before ます to o and add う。One example is
頑張ります。
I will do my best. In today's skit, it becomes
頑張ろう。
Let's do our best. I'll do my best. But be careful. You might think it is ga m ba ro u, but it's pronounced
ganbaro.
There's one exception.
Kimasu.
To come becomes
koyo.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, we have our corner for sound words.
Oh goodness, that baby sure is crying hard.
In Japanese, we express this with
onya, onya.
As a baby grows up to be an infant, the infant cries like this.
Eng, eng.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は…
Rodrigo got an 80, which is a lot better than I did. I didn't have to worry about him. Did you enjoy lesson 26?
Next time, Anna will come to visit Sakura at her room.
So join us again.
さようなら!